Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Monday. Thank you for joining us. More on the ongoing, unfolding crisis in Fukushima that's still intensifying, but the media is trying to make everybody forget about it by focusing on Libya. The Daily Mail is reporting Colonel Gaddafi's son killed in kamikaze pilot attack on Tripoli barracks, but we don't know if any of that's true because so much information is put out as war propaganda by the British, like Gaddafi racing to Venezuela or running to Zimbabwe or being killed. And we've heard it all, but it is certainly intensifying. Also, the report talks about rebel fighters finding any Gaddafi supporters, tying their hands and killing them. But that's humanitarian and good. Wayne Madsen is our guest. We're going to get into the big issue after the break before we go to more calls dealing with USI's terror response by Gaddafi. Perfect to legitimize the war. Perfect to have domestic crackdowns. Perfect to get approval ratings up. We'll talk to Wayne about that coming up. But right now, calls for Wayne Madsen, who joins us via video Skype from D.C. Mark in Oregon, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex and Wayne. I would like to make a very short statement and then get your comments, if you would please give them. We're at a point now where it's not humanly possible to back this evil down. That's my firm opinion. I believe that even more so because God himself has said, the God of creation has said, that without him we can do nothing. And do you believe that there's any way outside of relying upon God through a sincere repentance for our national...
No, Mark, I agree with you. We've got to change our hearts, and then God will lift us up as vessels to expose evil. That's why the globalists sell us on torture and corruption, because they know it makes us morally weak. I appreciate your call. Comments on that, Wayne Madsen?
Well, I'll tell you, you know, can anything be done? Saturday I was at an anti-war demonstration at Lafayette Park across from the White House, and this is what I saw. The first time I saw all this in Washington, I know under Bush it happened in other locations.
Yeah, they arrested him for not having a permit.
They did, and they kettled, and the cops kettled everyone into a fenced-in area, and if you didn't get out of that area like I did, you were subject to arrest and a $500 fine. Now, Daniel Ellsberg was one of them. Some people knew they were going to be arrested, but they used the mounted police, one of the mounted horses, kettled everyone into this fenced-in area, and the tourists and the there was a couple anti-Gaddafi protesters. All those people, 9/11 Truth was there. All those people, if they stayed in the kettled-in area, they risked arrest. So everybody was forced to leave who didn't want to be arrested. I did not see that kind of activity under Bush, but I saw it under Obama. So when it comes to exercising your free speech rights, your freedom of assembly, it does not apply at Lafayette Square. And it crossed my mind what I don't think they want to have happen on Pennsylvania Avenue and Lafayette Park is a Tahrir Square. And this was a clear indication. If we ever tried to have a Tahrir Square in Washington in front of the White House, it would be put down. You know, it would be put down as fast as anything.
Well, Wayne,
and,
that was my next point, is that no protest zones. You can't protest in the park in land of the free, home of the brave. But then Egypt allowed the protest to go on, and that was evil and horrible because they didn't hand the government over to the mob because the West wanted it. I mean, this is an illustration of the tyrants that run our country.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I remember under Bush we had probably between 250,000 and 300,000 anti-war demonstrators at several of these.
Wayne, I got to stop you. Your Skype is unintelligible. We're going to try to reconnect, or we may just go to phone with Wayne Madsen. It's great technology to be able to have him with us here on PrisonPlanet.tv and streaming to all the radio stations. But we're going to fiddle with that during the break, or maybe go audio only over his Skype. Try to fix that breakup, and then we'll continue with Tim, Ben, JB, Ronnie, and others that are patiently holding. We'll also get more on Wayne's take on the whole Fukushima unfolding cover-up, now out of sight, out of mind.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
The collapse of the dollar is imminent. You can protect your wealth by buying gold, silver, and strong foreign currencies, but what if the government confiscates your precious metals, implements exchange controls, or nationalizes your retirement? You need a backup plan. That's why you must move your wealth into an offshore asset protection structure. Go to collapseproof.com to get your free special report and discover how to store your gold and silver in the world's safest vaults, or how to hold foreign currencies in a way that's safe from bank failures, bank runs, or exchange controls. Learn how the U.S. government failed to collect a $36 million claim because the defendant legally used an offshore asset protection program. This is what you need to keep your wealth safe when the dollar collapses, and CollapseProof.com can help. Our programs are 100% compliant with U.S. law, but you must act now before it's too late. Call 800-798-2008. That's 800-798-2008. CollapseProof.com. Asset protection in financially unsafe times.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We've been talking about all the different facets of the globalist destabilization program in the Middle East with investigative journalist, formerly with the National Security Agency, Wayne Madsen. And we're going to go to your phone calls here in a moment and segue and get his take on the Fukushima unfolding crisis that's worsening right now. The press reports show, but it's not the big news item now because everybody loves a new war. It's so entertaining and makes a lot of men out there feel good about themselves through the New World Order that controls our country and that is bankrupting us. There's a lot of high-fiving. A lot of people are watching it at bars, and they're not watching sports right now. They're very, very excited and feeling powerful through this mass murder. They're also celebrating and feeling very proud about photos of U.S. kill teams with dead children that they pose with. This is our journey into evil. Very sick to see America turn into an instrument of the globalist. But this London Telegraph article came out Sunday. We also wrote about it before they did. I'm proud of that fact. U.S. government backs Libyan al-Qaeda while hyping terror attacks inside U.S. Here's the London Telegraph, the West and al-Qaeda on the same side. CNN also ran a similar headline. But the big issue came out today, and they're certainly pushing this now, Wayne. U.S. eyes Gaddafi terror response, and if they have indeed killed one of his sons, as they killed his daughter decades ago, he might actually do something, which then allows them to, in the minds of people, how dare him fight back? That's terror. Then launch a ground invasion. That's why they're so arrogant and full of bravado right now, in my view. And the White House memos talk about how great a terror attack would be to boost overall police state approval ratings for the TSA, who's on the ropes, the federal police state, the spy grid. I see it in the cards for them to stage a false flag or allow it to take place to try to bolster their expanded takeover. Wayne Madsen, your take on that?
Well, I think it's hogwash. Gaddafi was linked to some terrorist groups, but we're talking about the 1980s, and of course he was the bad guy du jour in those days, linked to the Irish Republican Army and the Baas terrorists. But he gave all these networks up in return for having this new deal with these Western countries. So I think the idea that Gaddafi, who's basically got it enough to worry about inside Libya, could somehow call up these old cells from the 1980s and 70s is just ridiculous. It's more neocon propaganda.
But what about the issue of the neocons staging a terror attack as an excuse to ground invade and to crack down domestically?
Well, I think that's always a fear from the neocons. I mean, that's how they operate. That's their modus operandi. We've seen it time and time again in so many of these false flag attacks. So the mere thought that they're saying, well, Gaddafi may go the terrorist route, I think is trying to lay the groundwork for that distinct possibility that we may see something happen in Europe or the United States. More likely it would happen in Europe, and more likely it would happen in one of the countries that was not keen on getting involved in this adventure, and that would be Germany, Turkey, and a few other NATO countries who just didn't want any part of this.
Exactly. And folks, it's been declassified that our criminal government stages terror attacks on a routine basis. That is a fact. One of the chief ones, Gulf of Tonkin, to get us into Vietnam. Let's talk to Tim in Washington. No, Marshall in Texas is first. Marshall in Texas, you're on the air.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I just want to bring up, you spoke earlier on in the show when you spoke of Libya, that they were going under the guise of humanitarianism. This might set the precedent for them to do so here under unrest, whether it be the government creating the unrest and coming down on us, or whether it be just to set the precedent that they need to be the ones coming in so that this doesn't happen.
Well, we saw what happened yesterday in Lafayette Park. Peaceful pro-war and anti-war protesters kettled and arrested en masse. No protest allowed in America. The very tyranny they're decrying in Libya. Wayne Madsen.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, talk about, you know, going into a country under the guise of humanitarian assistance. Remember when George H.W. Bush was a lame duck president at the end of 1992, he went into Somalia supposedly for humanitarian purposes. And then when Bill Clinton became president, he decides he's going to start to do nation building, which we saw 18 U.S. Army Rangers killed in Mogadishu as a result of that entirely messed up operation. Now, we've been there before. We went into Haiti, I don't know how many times, quote unquote, for humanitarian missions. It isn't funny. Obama, he had no problem with Baby Doc going back to Haiti, but he didn't want the rightful president, who was ousted in a U.S. coup, Jean-Bertrand Aristide, returning from exile imposed by the United States and France and South Africa. So we have humanitarian. Look, U.S. Agency for International Development, which is the big humanitarian organization, is nothing more than a CIA front and has been for a long time. And we know whose mom, dear old mom, worked for them for many years, and that was Stanley Ann Dunham, Obama, Satoru, you know, whatever, how many names she had. But
thank you, Marshall. So, I want to go to Tim, Ben, and JB and others here, and then we'll keep you to the bottom of the hour before our next guest, because I want to spend that next little five-minute segment on the reactor continual meltdown that's happening. But in your gut, Wayne, watching this for a long time, reporting from Capitol Hill, calling a lot of things before they happen, in your gut, how do you see this ending? What are the different scenarios, and what do you think most probable among them?
Well, I think what we're going to see is a U.S. Military, U.S., British, French, and some Italian military involvement in this, what is essentially now a civil war in Libya. I think we're going to see a pro U.S. Western government installed, at least in Benghazi. I don't know how long Gaddafi can hold on. There are reports that he had mercenaries from other countries in Libya. But if this goes to a full-scale military occupation invasion, I think Gaddafi just can't hold out that much longer. He's got basically Tripoli, and now the rebels are moving to reclaim some of the cities his forces took in the last couple of weeks.
So basically the globalist backed forces started losing, and so the big air power came in to back them.
Yeah, and I think they've got a lot of Ahmad Shalabi. You know, he's a guy we put in Iraq, sort of an international con artist and crook. We've got a lot of Libyans who have lived outside of Libya for a number of years in London and Washington and elsewhere. I think we're probably going to see an attempt to put one of those characters in charge in Libya, and he'll be every bit in our court as that puppet guy we have in Iraq right now.
Well, and of course, Iraq's now one of the only Arab countries actually endorsing this. The Arab League and its support has fallen apart. They were all for a no-fly zone, but not for the bombardment and the special forces there on the ground. But I do see them trying to at least break the country in two. From the east, and then continue to launch attacks from the east. Cameron, the British Prime Minister, has basically echoed that, saying that the bombardment is all that's going to be happening and that the Libyans better, quote, decide this for themselves. So they're telling the rebels it's up to you now.
Right. Well, I think the rebels probably, now that we've changed the game with the Tomahawk cruise missile, isn't that nice? The United States likes use standoff weapons at first because, it's easy to push a button and kill 50 people on the other end of that Tomahawk cruise missile. But eventually, I think we're going to see some of our ground troops. They're probably already there. We don't know about it yet. And as you mentioned, the heinous crimes being committed in places like Afghanistan against civilians, we're probably seeing that already happen in Libya, except it's not being reported.
Jim in Washington, you're on the air with Wayne Madsen.
Hey, how's it going, Alex? I had a couple points for you real fast, and I was just kind of curious on my math here, because according to my math, at Chernobyl meltdown for 10 days with all the reactors compiled, we were looking at a total of 32 Chernobyl days so far in Fukushima due to its rate of radiation.
Most of the physicists and doctors we've had on have said that this is bigger than Chernobyl, and that there's been a whole bunch. It was four reactors with partial meltdowns, 600,000 plus spent fuel rods sprayed everywhere. Wayne, what's your take on this?
Well, I think obviously we know that just like with Chernobyl and Three Mile Island, what we're getting is being downplayed by the politicians and the very powerful nuclear power industry. This is a very, very powerful lobby, because unlike other energy lobbies, they have to deal with the government to get the nuclear material to start these plants. So there's already a too close of a relationship between the industry and the government. I think basically what I'm hearing from people in Japan, it is much worse. Of course, the Japanese broadcaster NHK is run by the government, and they've been downplaying a lot of this also. But the private media is telling me that it is much worse. We're talking about the Tokyo metropolitan region, Tokyo, Yokohama. People are now leaving. The Swiss embassy has moved the embassy from Tokyo to Osaka.
So has the U.S. military. What does that tell you about how serious this really is?
That it's very serious.
And they're telling us the fallout's no big deal on the West Coast when the real radiation hasn't even gotten here yet.
Well, and we've had our politicians tell us that. Three Mile Island, 1979, Governor Thornburg of Pennsylvania stated, he said there's no problem. He waited 3 days before telling pregnant women around Three Mile Island that it's time for you to evacuate, when he knew how bad it was 3 days prior. So we've seen this play out so many times. Chernobyl, the cover-up by the Soviet government, helped lead to their demise because they covered that up. But any time we see these reactor incidents, and now we know TEPCO was fudging on the safety inspections because TEPCO is very close to the government oversight.
Yeah, stay there. We're going to come right back. Did that? Do you have anything else to add, Tim, in Washington?
Well, yes, I got a couple other things, if you don't mind.
Yeah, stay there. Tim, straight ahead. We'll try to cram in a few others. Then we'll continue with calls when Tarpley joins us as well. One more segment with Wayne Madsen. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part? This $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath the Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Full of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You really can lose weight while you're sleeping. Guaranteed. AffinityDiet.com introduces Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet. Great tasting Lose and Snooze from AffinityDiet.com is the first step in our guaranteed weight loss system. Lose and Snooze will help your body get a deep restorative sleep without the harmful side effects of pharmaceutical drugs. And during deep natural sleep, your body starts to shed unwanted pounds, build lean muscle, and lose inches. Add AffinityDiet.com's One Day Diet waivers and your metabolism keeps going with all the vitamins and minerals you need with no rebound effect. But don't worry, you're never more than 24 hours from your favorite foods. Learn more about Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet at AffinityDiet.com, spelled AffinityDiet.com, or call toll free 855-663-3438. That's 855-663-3438. Finally, a diet that succeeds where others have failed, from AffinityDiet.com.
Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Many days we go into overdrive. Thank you for joining us. 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. Here's the headline at InfoWars.com. It just went live. Let's send Ann Coulter to Fukushima. I was going to play the clip, but we're almost out of time. I may play it later and tease Tarpley, a big nuclear power fan, But Human Events has the headline, a glowing report on radiation by Ann Coulter. Anyone exposed to excess radiation from the nuclear power plants is now probably much less likely to get cancer. That's, I guess her thought is you aim it directly at a cancer, it hurts that cell, that group of abnormal cells. But general radiation of the whole body in every major study is, I mean, that's not even debated. It massively increases cancer. I mean, even our own government estimates a million deaths in the 25 years associated with Chernobyl. But, I mean, this is just brazen propaganda saying the radiation is good for you, Wayne Madsen.
Well, you know, Ann Coulter, have you noticed she hasn't really been on the news recently? So she had to say he, whatever that is, had to say something to get back into the news cycle. And the more outrageous, of course, that's what the Fox News is all about. The more outrageous, the better.
Well, I don't like to interrupt in the time we've got. I don't like to be mean about how somebody looks because, I mean, I'm not the most beautiful person on the planet. But at the 2004 Republican convention, I was going in the front entrance and waiting for some people and saw her walking in, and I was actually scared. Yeah, I mean, I'm not joking. I was repulsed because she's so anorexic. You don't see it on TV because it adds weight. That she was having trouble walking, and she looked like a concentration camp victim, like a skull with skin on it, painted with lipstick, and she was actually toddling in like a undead. No, I was like, ugh. I mean, my actual, I've never run into anybody that made me go, ugh, and actually take a breath in.
Yeah, well, maybe that's, she's so emaciated, we think that's an Adam's apple, maybe her thorax, I don't know, but her larynx, I just don't understand people, you know, the broadcaster is supposed to serve the common interest, the public good, and that's definitely not, that doesn't serve any public good, but one thing I'm hearing from people in Japan is it's no good to send money because they have money, they can't buy anything with it. So what they have, nothing off the shelves now in Tokyo and Yokohama, the ramen noodles. So if anybody has friends, family, colleagues over there, this is, you know, small packages, so it's not held up in customs. Those ramen noodles, powdered milk, AAA, AA batteries. This is what they're out of, and this is what this is the third largest economy in the world. China, of course, just surpassed them as the second largest. But this is what can happen to an infrastructure when they have a triple disaster like they've experienced.
In closing, Wayne, give us your summation of how bad the disaster really is, the radiation cover-up, and the fact that they're saying this could go on for weeks or months. Headlines about the relief not going well, reactors still smoking, burning, hundreds of thousands of fuel rods, and it seems to be now kind of just going out of the news.
Well, this is what I understand. The chief cabinet secretary, Adama, he cut his teeth politically as an anti-nuclear activist. So what I'm hearing is that there are people in TEPCO and the Nuclear Oversight Agency who don't want to tell him a lot of what's going on because they're afraid he's going to amplify it and make it sound much, it is worse than what they're saying, but they don't necessarily trust him, and that's why he's not getting the full picture, and he's the public face of the Japanese government at all these news conferences. So there is a willful attempt by the TEPCO and the nuclear oversight people in Japan to keep critical information, the worst case information from members of the government, including the chief cabinet secretary.
Well, it's not a good sign when the U.S. military, U.S. embassies, French, German pull out, when foreign airlines won't fly into Tokyo, when the fleet raced away last Monday when Fukushima 3 blew up, and now when the head of the plant itself breaks down and cries and says, basically, I can't lie to you, this radiation is going to kill people, that shows you what's really happening.
Right, and we have to be worried here about the radiation that's coming over the West Coast because we know that based on what we saw with the Gulf oil disaster, how our own government downplays the health effects of these natural disasters. The other thing I want to add quickly is I'm afraid we may see the international bankers, these vampires, vultures, and vermin now try to play this up as much as they can to try to just put Japan, the third largest economy in the world, under their firm control.
Meanwhile, a headline up at Drudge, also on Infowars.com. White House works quietly to squelch the photos. They've already released photos of them killing kids. So, Wayne Madsen, thank you for joining us. We'll be right back with Dr. Tarpley.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh! We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
U.S. Army kill team in Afghanistan posed for photos of murdered civilians. Der Spiegel is reporting that Obama is working behind the scenes to try to suppress the photos and get them removed from Der Spiegel. Get them all up on Infowars.com, guys, right now. Just unbelievable photos. Look out if you don't want to see what looks like about a 10-year-old who's been murdered in plain clothes and jogging shorts and a T-shirt. With U.S. troops posing over their white-tailed deer, I guess. They think that they basically been hunting. This is the type of stuff that we're dealing with. And, of course, Der Spiegel's only releasing some of the least horrific photos. But we're going to be talking to Dr. Tarpley here in just a moment. Before I go any further, I want to thank some of the sponsors that make this broadcast possible. One of them's Diamond Gusset Jeans, celebrating 25 years of Made in America, high-quality regular jeans and motorcycle jeans and other apparel. You can get up to $55 off your purchase right now with a special they're running. Check it out at Gusset, G-U-S-S-E-T, gusset.com/sale. By the way, they promoted and bankrolled the production of an amazing country music CD and the hit single Looking for America went to number 17 on the country charts, the big country charts. So you can also get that CD there. Go to gusset.com/sale. It's all about getting factories and business here in America, gusset.com/sale. Also, MySolarBackup.com. I believe in decentralized personal solar. I'm putting it in myself. High-quality solar systems, very inexpensive. Been sponsored for 4 years with this product. The listeners love it. MySolarBackup.com, or give them a call with any questions or to ask for a color brochure, 877-327-0365. They have it ready and available. Very inexpensive, very easy to use, 877-327-0365, MySolarBackup.com. And finally, PureWaterFreedom.com. I want to tell you about this great Made in America line of whole house, tabletop, under the sink. If you want to affordably remove fluoride from your tap water, visit PureWaterFreedom.com. They have a full line of household fluoride filters. You can even remove fluoride from every water source in your home with a whole house fluoride system. They have a wide variety of filters to remove all types of toxins from your water, including shower and bath filters. All their filters are made in the USA, which will anger globalists. Check out their banners at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to take control of your water supply today. That's purewaterfreedom.com or gusset.com/sale or mysolarbackup.com. And also the purchase of books, videos, and T-shirts and the rest of it also funds our operation. If you believe in what we're doing, most revolutionaries rob banks and things to fund themselves. I know the founders did. I don't. I sell products, books, videos, things I believe in, and we hope you'll support us. Going now to Webster Griffin Tarpley, who's written the unauthorized biography of Barack Obama, George Herbert Walker Bush, and who 3 years ago, before Obama even got in office, said this will be the kamikaze model of playing states off against each other, funding CIA, MI6 groups to try to overthrow the Muslim nations, because this has all been stated as their plan, then coming in with air power behind them to back them up. What does this signify that Germany and Turkey have broken away from NATO? What does it signify for the first time ever to have the UN issue the order, and in less than 48 hours, about 26 hours, attacks to be launched with no congressional involvement? We're seeing some big moves here. What does it signify? Webster Griffin Tarpley.
Well, I would say, first of all, that the fact that the NATO and Obama have had to use military force, they've had to bomb Libya back into the Stone Age with massacres of civilians, this is a defeat for them, because their plan had been to use the model of the color revolution, the CIA people power coup, the National Endowment for Democracy putsch from behind the scenes, to do this all without military force. That was what they were able to do in Tunisia and then in Egypt. And, of course, the reality is that there's a military coup going on behind the scenes, and then you have this clown show of street demonstrations that the media try to say is actually causing it, whereas, of course, it's not causing it. It's just window dressing. Something like this is going on in Yemen today. There's a military coup behind the scenes. Some top general and a tribal leader have turned against the president of Yemen, and you have street demonstrations. But the reality is the coup. Now Obama is obviously embarrassed. You can see the sneaky, cowardly way that Obama started this war. Obama does not have the guts to give an Oval Office speech and look the American people in the eye.
Like George W. Bush did.
Yeah. Even George W. Bush was a very blunt aggressor. He was an imperialist aggressor, and he made no bones about it, and he looked you in the eye and said, I'm an imperialist aggressor. But with Obama, it's all deception. And we have this charade going on. The U.S. is obviously the leading edge of the attack. The 125 cruise missiles fired in the night between Saturday and Sunday. That's the main guts of this attack. But instead, we have the British and the French in some way in this charade, this dumb show, where they pretend to be the leading edge. And, of course, they're not. The French were able to get, I think, all of 15 aircraft over over Cyrenaic, over Libya on Saturday. That's pathetic. But the U.S. cruise missiles are the ones that are doing the work. And now I think what you're seeing, though, because of this attempt to have propaganda showing the British and the French in the lead, this is going to lead to military chaos in the command and control structure. Because you already have the following situation. The Italians say, we will not allow Britain and France to use these critical bases, Sigonella in Sicily and elsewhere. We want the NATO command to do this because we're Italy. We're not subjected to Britain and France. We are part of NATO. But then the French say, no, we can't do that because we have these Arab puppet states that we want to participate. We have Qatar, the Al Jazeera base.
And by the way, a lot of them are starting to back out right now and having reservations because of how bad it looks at home.
Right. And that's Qatar and the United Arab Emirates. Now, today in Cairo, we had a meeting of the Arab League. And, of course, this Amir Musa, the head of the Arab League, had been out in front demanding a no-fly zone. But this is a guy who wants to be president of Egypt. And he can see that the Arab street, the Arab marketplace, is now turning against the U.S. once again and against NATO because of this massacre that's going on. So we had this.
And even if they don't like Gaddafi, you got to root for the underdog.
Well, they don't like imperialist aggression, and Gaddafi is looking better and better by the hour. We had Ban Ki-moon, the U.S. puppet who is the U.N. Secretary General. He wanted to go to Tahrir Square and strut and posture and preen himself as a hero of democracy. And the Egyptian protesters have finally done something good. The Egyptian protesters are finally fighting the imperialists instead of acting as their tools. They wouldn't let Ban Ki-moon make his triumphal tour of Tahrir Square. And as you mentioned, Germany was never in this. They have tremendous doubts. The Turks are not happy. The Italians are the least happy of all, but they're so weak that they don't know what to do. Interestingly, today, Putin says the UN resolution is, in effect, a medieval call for a crusade against Libya. And Putin has drawn the lesson himself. He has ordered the doubling of Russian missile production so they can see the handwriting on the wall. Naturally, the fact that Russia and China did not veto this monstrosity last week in the United
States.
They
abstained.
This was not a profile in courage, to put it mildly. They could have stopped it. They should
well,
have
Webster,
stopped
let
it.
Me stop you there. Why are the globalists moving in such a naked way now? What is triggering this?
It is the war on the nation state itself. If you look at Tarpley.net or my Twitter feed, Webster G. Tarpley, I go through this question of all the countries in the Middle East are looking for a way to get out of the Anglo-American plantation. They don't want to be subjected to the United States anymore. In order to do that, you've got to make a deal with Russia, which Saudi Arabia had been doing. You've got to make a deal with China. That was the path chosen by Algeria, by Pakistan. Or you make a deal with Iran, and that was what Mubarak had been doing and many others. So in order to get out of the empire, you've got to turn to some other power source, and that basically comes down to Russia, China, and to some degree, Iran. The U.S.-British answer to that is, well, if we can't control these puppet states anymore, these satraps or viceroys of our empire, we will destroy them. So you can see what they're going for. Sudan has been carved into two parts, mainly to prevent the Chinese from getting the oil in South Sudan.
That's their bare minimum in Libya. They want to break it with their group
break
in the
it,
east.
And break it. Breaking it in this case means, in the case of Libya, it means an attempted return to tribalism with the tribes of Cyrenaica against the tribes of Tripolitania, the east against
the west. So that's the post-industrial tribal balkanization model.
Call it tribalism, call it warlords. It's the destruction of the nation state. So, in effect, if you want to defend human civilization, you have to take your stand in defense of the modern nation state. Not with the secessionists. You can see what it is, right? The guys in Cyrenaica are the secessionists. Yemen is being carved on a north-south axis. Pakistan, the whole goal of that guy, Ray Davis, there, that he's accused by the Pakistanis of being a terrorist controller dealing in nuclear materials for a radiological.
But what triggered them to do something this dangerous? You've always said as the dollar starts to die, they were going to start a war to basically threaten everybody.
Well, if you look, I go through, I have a grid in this article that I've done on Tarpley.net. You go through the grid, And you can see that, all of these countries, Algeria has got 40,000 Chinese workers building things, right? What do the Anglo-Americans offer? The Anglo-Americans come in there and they say, free market, free trade, deregulate, privatize, bust your unions, break up the state sector, IMF shock therapy. And, of course, that means you're going to be destroyed. And the West also then says, we're also going to meddle in your internal affairs under the...
So the bankers are declaring war, basically, on everyone. We're going to put your article up on screen from PowerPlay.net. We're also going to post it. We forgot to do that at Infowars.com right now. Marley's doing that. But I mean, so this is a desperation move, is it not?
Yes, it's essentially a simultaneous assault on the nation state. All across the world, and the leading edge is WikiLeaks. WikiLeaks last week published new documents proving that the president of Indonesia is corrupt and bribed. And you can see they're going through the entire CIA hit list is reflected in the choice of documents that come out with WikiLeaks. So WikiLeaks, I think, is clearly exposed as a CIA limited hangout self-exposure operation. But the targets of this are the governments that they want to overthrow. So it has parallels to the revolutions of 1848. You can see that in some other stuff that I've written. But the idea is to have a wave of destabilizations that leaves either the nations themselves shattered and divided and balkanized and carved, or maybe in some place like Egypt, which is harder to split up, a government that is so weak and so passive and pathetic that it can easily be ordered around.
Okay, Webster, what's the name of the headline of the article that you want us to put on screen?
Well, I would. The most recent one I did was Obama's Bay of Pigs.
Yeah, that's the one we've got. Where is this grid? Because I'm going to put it on screen.
The grid is the previous one. It's the one about it's essentially behind the orgy of destabilizations. You've got I think that's the beginning of the title. Behind the orgy of destabilizations. Is an attempt.
So where do the globalists go next after this?
Today it's Yemen, Bahrain. Again, Bahrain is targeted because the Bahrain royal family told the U.S. you're not allowed to use the base of the Fifth Fleet to attack Iran. Algeria is a target. Algeria is the other country in North Africa that has a lot of oil, and that's the place where they've tried to play the China card, right? Bouteflika has turned to the Chinese for infrastructure and development, and they're building everything. They're building highways and all sorts of infrastructure that the West, of course, refuses to provide. So, and then Indonesia, you can look towards them. I expect there's a good possibility of a shooting war with Pakistan. If the United States becomes bogged down now in Libya, especially if the ground invasion of Libya occurs, which I think is an imminent possibility, I don't see Gaddafi's forces being destroyed by this bombing attack. Maybe when the U.S. gets bogged down in Libya, the people in Pakistan will say, now it's time for us to invite the U.S. to leave, which means to cut that supply line that goes from Karachi to the Khyber Pass, the main supply line. The other thing to stress is the weakness of the imperialists. In 1991, when Bush the Elder attacked Iraq, he had 1,500 combat aircraft, 1,500. In 1999, when Clinton, Gore, and Blair struck at Serbia, they had 150 sorties the first day. This time around, 15 French aircraft. Now, there were then the 125 cruise missiles. But in terms of manned aircraft, the imperialists are going down, down, down. And I think Gaddafi has some surprises up his sleeve in a military sense. Why don't we say we don't want to find out what those are? Let's call a halt to this thing. It's time for a democratic primary challenge to Obama. I don't know what anybody's waiting for.
All right, well, let me stop you there. Let me stop you there, Tarpley, because while we've got you in limited time, I want to look at what you just raised. We've got incredible hype right now that Gaddafi's going to launch terror attacks in Europe or the U.S. That will be then used as the excuse to push the full ground invasion and as a domestic police state clampdown to legitimize the TSA, the spy grid. I think that fits into their overall stratagem or strategies, their deceptive strategy, to stage a terror attack. I think that's a real danger.
Well, they were harping on this repeatedly with Saddam Hussein, right? In 1991 for the first Gulf War and then in 2003, They were hopping and hyping on this, and it never happened. So I don't see that at all. I think Gaddafi is too smart for that kind of stuff.
No, they may stage it.
They may stage it. But I'm trying to say this won't be coming from Gaddafi.
Now, going back to ground invasion, you think that's in the offing? They've got the invasion ships off the shore, the troop ships. Give us your breakdown of why you think that could be imminent.
Well, you're dealing with the French-British imperialists. Now, this is the Suez Coalition of 1956. This has special characteristics. On the British side, these guys are the Colonel Blimps, right? They're the British generals who, you know, their latest exploits have been in Northern Ireland. They're essentially coming from a tradition of military losers. And on the French side, it's another tradition of military losers, going back to Vichy and Marshal Pétain. So this is not a pretty thing. But they're now claiming that the British and the French are going to take it over. The military forces of the French and the British are obsolete. The British are flying still these Tornado jet aircraft. The Tornadoes, Saddam Hussein shot down 7 Tornadoes 20 years ago in the first Gulf War.
Yeah, in the first 2 days, so they withdrew them from the field of battle.
These are not reliable planes. They're old. Now, there is this Eurofighter Typhoon. That's ultra-modern, but there the problem is that it's never been used in combat, so nobody knows what the bugs might be.
The truth is they haven't been running around like the U.S. engaged in constant wars, so they're not good at it, like the United States is, drenched in blood. Stay there, Webster. Let's continue.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We've spent an inordinate amount of time on the North African situation. This sets an incredible precedent where the UN calls the shots as the puppet of the globalist. Now there's protests in other countries. Will they invade them? That clearly is their fake moral high ground. Webster, I don't want to hear how you want to have this end. Sure, with a Democrat coming out as truly anti-war and a challenger to Obama, the empire is going bankrupt. We can't have four wars. List those four wars. But instead, how do you see this ending? Where do you see this going?
Well, the wars, of course, are the Iraq war, which continues. The U.S. is incapable of imposing the puppet Alawi that they want, and the pro-Iranian Maliki remains in power. That's a very serious index to the weakness of the U.S., which you could see all last year. Second one, of course, is Afghanistan, where Karzai said last week, NATO must get out of my country. Get out. And then, they walked it back. And now we have these atrocities, the photos that you're referring to. Pakistan has been a war of the United States against Pakistan since the West Point speech by Obama in December of 2009, where it's clear the goal is to export the Afghan civil war into Pakistan, break it up along those lines, Punjab, Sindh, Baluchistan, Pashtunistan, four to five ways, split it up so it can't be an energy corridor between Iran and China. And now we have Libya, and I think the guaranteed result, unless somebody does something unexpected, let's put it that way, is a further decline in world civilization, because Libya is the most developed country in Africa. Libya has a higher position on the United Nations Human Development Index than Russia, Ukraine, Brazil, or Venezuela. Gaddafi has done a better job than anybody in the Middle East when it comes to spreading the oil wealth around to the people. They've got fewer people in jail than the Czech Republic, and of course far fewer than the U.S. per population. So this is now in the process of being destroyed. The imperialist plan is to have the country permanently split and to have maybe two or three different tribal coalitions contending. It would go back to what it was under the Italian occupation under Marshal Graziani back in the 1920s and 30s. It's essentially a bunch of
and Mussolini donuts. Went in there too.
Pardon me?
Didn't Mussolini go into Libya too?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. These are generals working for Mussolini, and they of course committed tremendous atrocities. So it's essentially the decline of civilization itself, unless somebody does something unexpected.
It's the bankers. For those that don't know what a hostile takeover and a breakup is, they come into real companies or countries that have wealth, and they just break it all up and sell it for pennies on the dollar, basically give it to themselves. They're doing this to the whole world right now.
Yes, and of course, now there are other possibilities. You look at Egypt now. I think encouraging news this morning is that the Egyptian protesters have finally figured something out, that Ban Ki-moon and Musa are imperialists, and this is not good. Are there nationalist colonels in the Egyptian army? Are there people in the Egyptian army who are disgusted by the behavior of Field Marshal Tantawi and this clique of generals who forced Mubarak out of the country? If there are some colonels in the tradition of Nasser from the 1950s, that would be something good. If you have similar forces maybe in Algeria, those are also possibilities. I think the other thing is we've got to realize that the entire operation violates the UN Charter. The UN Charter says that Chapter 7 military measures can only be used to restore international peace and security, never for interfering in the internal affairs of sovereign states. In this case, this is pure interference in the internal affairs of a sovereign state. It is illegal under the charter. And this it points to why the United Nations is totally unworkable, because you have this gaggle of five...
Webster, we're out of time. We'll talk to you again soon this week. Infowars.com, Tarpley.net, GCNlive.com. We'll cover all the radiation tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.